a story which is for you if you have ever had to move. We have had to move, haven't we? And sometimes moving away from your family and your friends can feel really, really hard. Let's read today's story and talk about it, shall we? Today's story is called My Tree. It was written by Hope Lim and the pictures are by Ilse Na. And it's read today by Mommy and...
The weirdest
kid in the world?
Also, instead of asking your mom for backscratches, I go climbing a tree.
Instead of asking your mom for back scratches, you just go rub against your favorite tree? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's one way of doing it. Speaking of trees, let's see what a tree has to do with this boy, shall we? Let's read it. In the backyard of our new home stood an old tree, tall, crooked, quiet. It reminded me of the persimmon tree that shaded our porch in Korea. Deep purple plums dotted every branch, so I named her Plummy. I watered her, climbed on her, and found a perfect spot to hide and spy until everyone wondered where I was. I spent my first day in America with Plummy, and she became my tree. Whenever I missed my home in Korea, Plummy lifted me up and I played on her branches. In the spring, I celebrated my birthday under her blooming white flowers. In the summer, I watched the sky through her thick green leaves. In the fall, I picked purple plums and shared them with the neighbors. In the winter, I listened to the wind whistling through her dark brown branches. Isn't it nice to know that if you are homesick and you miss someone or something, you can find something or someone that can comfort you, that can help you feel not so sad. He found a tree to remind him of the tree from his home. Plummy made me feel at home. He's literally hugging a tree. Have you ever felt like that? I guess maybe she gives him back scratches too, I don't know. One spring night, a rainstorm with high winds swept through the city and knocked down many trees, old and new. Plummy fell down that night. Oh my. That's quite a disappointment, isn't it?
If she wasn't uprooted, she might be able to.
You think so? The next morning, I saw Plummy lying in the middle of the yard, away from the house, away from the deck, and away from the fence. Her roots were pulled out of the earth, worn out and sad.
An old tree knows how to lie down when it's time,
my grandma had told me in Korea. I climbed on Plummy and stood on her. How immense she looked under my feet.
Ooh, that's a wonderful word. What does immense mean? Do you know? Immense means very large. So it could be like massive or giant or gigantic. Immense means very large.
For days, she turned into everything I wished for. A treehouse, a rocket, an island.
Oh, he's using his imagination. When you have a tree that's very large like this that gets uprooted and gets knocked down, you can't quickly move it. You know, it takes some effort and you have to usually hire someone to come and chop it up and haul it away, which I'm gonna guess is what's gonna happen.
A ship. Neighborhood kids joined in and we all had fun.
See, now he's imagining that she's laying there with her branches upright like an octopus and attacking a pirate ship.
Until a little boy scraped his arm and cried, and then it was time for Plumy to go.
That is true. It can be very dangerous to climb on trees that are down on their side.
The next day, Plumy was hauled away. Without Plumy, everything felt different. No more white flowers, no more green shade, no more purple plums or whistling wind, no more secret hiding place. In the middle of the yard, I stood alone, remembering Plumy, tall, crooked, quiet. Daddy, I miss Plumy. Daddy nodded and squeezed my hand. A few days later, we planted a new plum tree. Short and straight, in Plummy's old place. I watered her and patted down the soil, and I wondered if she would ever know an old tree once stood where her roots were spreading. And I watered her more, and she grew, little by little. And then one spring day, I saw something familiar. A new plum tree had her first blossoms. Fresh white flowers dotted every branch and fluttered in the breeze. The new tree was short and straight, but donned in milky petals, she stood quiet, like Plumy.
Do you know what's just happened? He has taken his comfort and moved it from his first tree, Plumy, to this new one.
Hello, I whispered. In the backyard of our home stands a young plum tree. I water her and watch her grow tall and strong, and I feel right at home.
And it's great, isn't it, that even though Plumy is not there, he can have a new tree. Maybe he can call her Plumy too. Plumy also, yeah. Plumy also. And a beautiful thing is that his feelings are going to be okay. He's going to be okay. And it is also the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.